VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The White House on Sunday defended President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal immigration, even though the president said he didn't need to do it. Trump advisor Stephen Miller, an immigration hardliner, spoke on Fox News Sunday.
We have families and communities that are left unprotected and undefended. We have international narco-terrorist organizations. This is a threat in our country, not overseas, not in Belarus, not in Zimbabwe, not in Afghanistan or Syria or Iraq, but right here.
Miller said Trump's action is defending our own borders. He called illegal immigration a threat in our country. Islamic militants are said to be stopping more than 1,000 civilians from leaving an area that the extremist group still holds in a village in eastern Syria. A spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian militia fighting the group says the civilians are being kept in the area by the terrorists. Occasional airstrikes and clashes continue inside the village of Baghouz, the capture of the last pocket of territory held by IS in either Syria or Iraq, would mark the end of a four-year-long global campaign to eliminate the extremist group's so-called caliphate. Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif on Sunday strongly criticized the United States.
We have long been the target of an unhealthy fixation, let's say an obsession, which continues to this very day. The demonization of my country has been a convenient cross for 7 consecutive American presidents to bear.
Zarif speaking Sunday at the Munich Security Conference a day after Vice President Pence told European countries they should also withdraw from the nuclear deal. This is VOA News. A planned meeting in Pakistan between an American delegation and Taliban representatives has been canceled. A Taliban leader said the meeting was canceled by the Americans. Later in the day, a Taliban statement said the talks were postponed because many members of the 14-person Taliban negotiating team were unable to travel because they are on the, quote, U.S. and U.N. blacklist. A fire tore through 200 slum homes early Sunday in the Bangladesh port of Chittagong, killing at least 8 people. A fire official said all the victims were asleep when the fire raced through the homes. Another fire official said a short circuit might have caused the fire. A fruit vendor in Sudan died Sunday in Khartoum from inhaling tear gas fired at protesters. Medics and the vendor's family said the 62-year-old man died in the hospital after choking on the tear gas, which had been fired at scores of protesters soon after they took to the streets on Sunday. The protests in Sudan began on December 19th when the government increased the price of bread by 3 times. Since then, demonstrations and subsequent violent clashes between protesters and riot police have continued and have ballooned into wider calls for longtime President Omar al-Bashir to step down. The latest World Health Organization figures put the number of Ebola cases at 829 now, including 521 deaths. Now, a unique project is breaking down community resistance toward efforts to contain the spread of the virus in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Officials say containing the spread of this deadly virus will depend largely upon getting communities to cooperate with healthcare workers. This involves gaining their trust by overcoming the fears and misinformation that exist in Ebola-affected communities. Health workers say getting feedback on Ebola from communities in conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces is critical in tackling this crisis. IFRC Community Engagement Senior Advisor Ombretta Baggio says information gathered from surveys is problematic. So she tells VOA, Red Cross volunteers no longer prompt people to answer a list of survey questions. Now, she says, they listen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert has withdrawn her name from consideration for the post of U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.